Unlicensed cheap ride shares operating via social media are a risky business, Waka Kotahi is warning. It says most drivers have not passed the police vetting process for a fit and proper operator and don't have a licence to operate. And that means there's no guarantee the vehicle is safe. Waka Kotahi's Calvin Lloyd says groups like the Dunedin Sober Drivers Facebook page are pretty popular and cheap, but there's a potential danger.
There's always an inherent risk there, and it's really a concern that both the police and us share around the potential for something to happen where we don't really have the same sort of avenues to follow up with a driver that we do with licensed operators, and that's the big concern.
So what's the problem with getting in a car with someone who doesn't have a small passenger service licence? What are the potential issues there?
So probably the big thing is with a licensed operator, someone that has a passenger endorsement, they are police vetted before they're issued with the endorsement. So there's quite a, for anyone that's been through that, they will know there's actually quite a, it's scrutinised a lot. Their driving history, criminal history, person that gets a passenger endorsement has to jump through quite a few hoops to get that endorsement. The second thing is, of course, is the vehicles and the standards that a licensed operator has to comply with to make sure that their vehicles are fit and have some of the specific pieces of equipment in their vehicles, like cameras, signage, and for an unlicensed operator, none of that equipment will be found in their vehicles.
Are you concerned that there may be predatory people operating these services and then there's no way of tracking them down?
And that's, again, Lisa, it comes back to the risk of, because it's completely unregulated, we just don't know. And if the regulator and police don't know, the people that are getting into those vehicles don't know either. And it's, you know, like the recipe for potential disaster there and for something to go wrong is pretty high. So I think, you know, really what we're trying to do is just make people aware that on the face of it, this may be an attractive option to get home, but there are some really big risks in getting into a vehicle where you just don't know who that person is that you're driving with.
Can you name names here? Which services are you talking about that people should be careful of?
Any sort of service that's operating a passenger service where it's not through a recognised app or it's not through a recognised taxi service. A lot of the things that we're looking at here are generally through social media sites, the likes of Facebook. And we know that there's various sites across the country. The one that we're looking at down here is obviously the Dunedin one. I'm sure that it's not to one social media site alone. It'll be others, but our message is a general one. If you're looking at transport to get to or from town, especially at night, you know, use those recognised licensed services because they're there for a reason.
I'm picking that people would go to this kind of service in Dunedin student town because it's cheap, right?
Yep.
So if they are going to use it, what advice are you giving to them about what checks they can do?
Probably, and that's a really good point, and we absolutely recognise that. That, you know, it is a cheaper service, but are the risks of saving a few dollars worth the risk of something going wrong down the track when you're in that vehicle? And that's, like, for me, actually, the cheap service really doesn't. I'd rather pay a bit extra and know that I'm getting into a vehicle that's got a properly licensed driver that's going to get me home safely in a safe vehicle.